Don't aim it at me, won't at you. Till let's know at you. When you wanna die, they can make statue. Numbers, make numbers, commas, make numbers. Don't take names, don't take nothing. No one, and I'm on one. Just a good push with some pills. I'm in the pit throwing bills. Stop lying. You ain't man a nigga rich like this bitch. Ever since PT gets glitched like this bitch. Crossovers like swish. Left hand switch. Jump, criss. Cross, flick wrist.
Hey.
Diamonds all on my wrist. No, I usually don't miss. Got a wrist, make you call. Got a sweat, make you sick.
Yeah,
might
fall, what?
Might slip on
the drip.
Might slide in the whip. Might fuck on your bitch.
There you go. You
want to
step up there? It's on the front camera.
Tip,
what's
kiss.
This on?
Facebook is recording for me. So I could download the HD video.
Boy, slow my style. Let me eat my chop. Wait, like my bitch so hot, no mouth. That bitch cut to the
see you, though. Gotta make sure you get to see you, too.
Hey,
I think that's it.
Hey,
there it is.
Put it all in my safe.
Powering up the zips. Shorty wanna get a kiss. Shorty wanna get lit. Riding in foreign. Overseas touring. Proud of all
the Uzi.
No Ralph Lauren.
Uzi just went.
I just see rolling.
I have no idea who this is. That's probably like Joe Dirt, just some random ass guy.
Just put his verse on there. I don't blame him. I feel that. Oh my God, Maddie Moonshine, where the fuck we at?
We're in a spot, man.
In the spot.
In the same spot.
In the same spot. No Donnie today. Just us going in crazy.
Donnie's on vacation.
Where the fuck's he at? He was holding a monkey on Instagram. I took
was
a screenshot
he?
Of
he
it, dude.
Dude,
yo.
South Carolina, I think.
So he just went to South Carolina and said, yo, I'm going to go find the next monkey I can get, and I'm just going to hold it. I got a picture, I think.
That's crazy.
I guess people listening can't see it, but let me see if I fucking find it. Where is it?
We can make it the picture, yo. The podcast picture.
You look at this picture, dude.
Hey, look at that fake smile, too, yo. He always does fake smiles.
That's a fake smile. It looks like he's happy as hell to be alive in this picture with this monkey.
Definitely is, but it's like, you know, it's one of those where they tell you to smile and you have to smile.
Oh, yeah. He said, me and Jules kicking it yesterday. That's what it says. I can't breathe, bro.
Jules.
Fucking, this kid's crazy. He cracks me up sometimes.
Jules the monkey. It's wild.
Big wild. All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming back to the Daily Runaround Podcast episode 12? I think it's 12. I'm going to double check, but I believe it's episode 12. I'm here today with my fucking the best co-host around. Yo, Maddie Moonshine. I don't know what you want to go by,
yo,
bro.
Yo.
Yo, Maddie Moonshine.
Yo was a nice name for a few weeks, and then...
And then we never got our intern, and then, you know...
We never even had the people come
back. Yeah, so that was episode 11. This is episode 12. We got some crazy topics to go over today. A couple live reactions. You want to go with the live reaction first, since this TV's already getting blown out?
Yeah, we
go with Dame Dash. So our first topic for today is going to be the Dame Dash interview talking about Jay-Z. We went into depth about Jay-Z last week and all that BS that he's going through, and we basically agreed that we trust his decision. He's done a lot for other people without recognition, so I feel
look
like...
That. It says song title, Old Town Road. That's like the suggested thing for YouTube.
Oh, YouTube's drawing. No one's listening to that. Oh, Chance the Rapper, got to talk about him. But yeah, we basically said that we agree with Jay-Z that I think he's got a bigger purpose than just doing halftime shows. I feel like he's going to have a really good impact with the social justice thing. And I think people just need to wait and see. That's basically the main thing of it, just waiting and see instead of jumping conclusion right away, because that's never the right move.
This one or her? 5 minute?
Yeah, we can play that. That's the Breakfast Club one, but it's cool. Same shit. Instead, I listen to the whole 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's probably a quick recap.
Here, Jenna, can I borrow some paper? I'm pretty sure I'm going to eat this for
no, Jenna, you cannot borrow... That bitch is a paper.
Oh, my God. Going bad.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the rest.
Charlamagne.
Good morning. I just got a fascinating-looking book in the mail.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
We're getting demonetized already. Jesus Christ. There's no escaping it, bro.
Man, well,
Damon Dash has weighed in on the controversy of Jay-Z doing a deal with the NFL and Rock Nation.
Oh, it's just him talking about what he thinks?
They're probably going to show a clip of it.
And he was asked about what he thought about
Jay-Z. I thought it was on this. I picked the wrong video, definitely.
Check it out. It's all good. It's all good.
If you ask anyone in the industry, it's a common knowledge that Jay ain't he's about the bag. You know, we all know that. It's about he's self-preserving, period. Like, you know, it's just that the people he does it to don't have, like, Beyonce next to him. They don't have that kind of a power. But, you know, this dude here, everyone's looking. You know, he do that to me with girls. Like, you know, he'll be like, you know, I'll be talking to a chick and I'll be like, yo, you should ask me to do this, that, and the third. And he'd be like, I wouldn't do it. And
then he sounds bitter as hell.
I'd be like, oh, that's some funny.
Jeez. My dame said that Jay does that with him with girls. Like, that was yesterday. That was like 20 years ago.
I don't know, but then he also goes on to talk about what happened with Jermaine Dupri. There were rumors flying around, and we'll get to that also, that Jay-Z told Jermaine Dupri not to do a similar deal, and here's what he said about that.
We all know that. Y'all just mad he betrayed him. Why y'all not mad he betrayed everybody else? How many betrayals we talked about with Jay? This ain't the first one, but just the first one we talking about because the only one affected us. Mm. So for me, I'm like, big deal, he f***s everybody over. Jermaine Dupri's stupid for listening to him. That's what I think. We all know Jay. So once he does what he did, how he did Rockefeller, why do you think he'd do anything else?
Y'all didn't play the clip where he called Jay a DJ?
You know what? That's an interesting take from Dame Dash.
What's wrong with being a DJ?
But just because Dame may feel like Jay did him a certain way doesn't mean he does other people like that. Like, everybody got a story about someone, right? So, I mean, look at all the people who have been around Hov for decades, like his real inner circle. They wouldn't say that about him, but Dame's experience was different. Mm-hmm. I also don't look at Hov doing a deal with the NFL as betrayal to Colin Kaepernick. They weren't friends. And with that said, Colin has friends who work in the league now, so are they betraying him?
Like, I think Eric Lee said that Colin told him that he wanted him to keep his job, right?
I just think it's all so confusing because I don't know whether people are boycotting the NFL or they don't want people to be a part of the NFL organization, but then they still want to play and they do play. It's just confusing to me.
Well, Dame Dash's feelings seem like that's out of hurt. That's out of his
hurt. He has his own experience. Not positive to him.
It has nothing to do with anything else but that.
All right, let's talk about Jermaine Dupri, though, because Jermaine Dupri actually spoke to Big Tigger, and there were these rumors that he had a conversation with Jay-Z where he told
Big
him,
Tigger.
What a name.
What a name,
Jay-Z
dude.
Deal with the NFL. Here's what he said about those rumors.
People was dogging me out for throwing concerts in Centennial Park. Not the Super Bowl.
Right.
Not halftime, not anything. So he and I had a conversation about that, and the conversation we had was just, I was like, well, I just want to see where this is going, because... Yeah. The reason I came up here today is to just make sure that I let everybody know he never told me don't do what I was doing. Because I see a bunch of people on all these things saying,
it's like Dame Dash was shit right now.
Talk you out of a deal.
Right? It was, I guess we can pause this, right? That's pretty much what we got for that. Right.
Yeah. I didn't even know.
Interesting. Look at fucking Jermaine Dupri or whatever he's talking about. But
well, they said the allegations were Jay-Z told Jermaine Dupri not to do that deal.
Which deal
then
was that?
Jay-Z did it.
With the NFL?
Yeah, that's what he was just saying. But Jermaine Dupri just came out and said that Jay-Z never...
Sent out to do it.
So Dame Dash kind of looking salty right now.
Looking big salty. I don't know what he's all... I mean, I don't know all the whole back history with Rockefeller and all that stuff, but every time he goes on the radio, it's always to talk bad about someone else.
Who, Dash?
Yeah, dude.
Trying
all
to get
the
himself some... People talking about him again, I guess.
Like, there's not been one interview where I've seen him recently that he's not talking about Jay-Z being a snake or being this or being that.
Yeah.
It's all
everybody's doing that,
doing.
Though. A few NFL players did that. Like, Kaepernick still does. Eric Reed. And then the new one was Kenny Stills. And the Miami Dolphins coach played, like, the whole workout. They had, like, Jay-Z on. Just so Kenny Stills will get fed up.
But, why would you do that if you're the coach? Why you do that to your fucking player? Like, that makes no sense.
But, well, I mean, play Jay-Z? Probably because...
Or just, that's like a spiteful-ass thing. Unless there's like something else going on besides the Jay-Z thing. Because you don't just fucking do that.
Oh, no.
I mean, maybe he just didn't really think, like, oh, I'm just going to play Jay-Z today.
But, nah,
I mean,
he came out and talked about it. I forget who the coach is for the Dolphins, but they said something about, like, he did what he did. It's not a big deal.
That's crazy. I mean, does that change your opinion on what Jay-Z's doing? Probably not, right? Unless you feel some way different now.
Nah, I still think he's doing it for what's it called? A good reason. All right, so Brian Flores is the coach for the Dolphins, and that's who it is. That's the coach.
That's the coach?
Yeah.
He looks dumb as hell. And what is this? That's it? That's all it says? You just played that?
No, he was playing a bunch of Jay-Z doing the workouts, I think.
I mean, I don't know, man. Again, jumping to a conclusion is the worst thing you can do in a situation, even though I do it all the fucking time with other shit. But, I mean, we won't know. When's the first? So, this is his first year, so he's going to do this Super Bowl. I mean, are they, what are they going to do? Have a commercial about social justice? They're going to have something like during halftime? Like, how are they going to do it?
I don't know.
And no one knows. No one knows what's going to happen. So
yeah, you can't predict it. I mean, maybe somebody can, but.
If they can, please let me fucking know, because I would love to know what's going on.
Beforehand?
Yeah, I feel like he's got a. It's always just a bigger plan that's going on, man. It's with him. That's what, at least what I think.
True.
All right, so since we're good on Dame Dashton, I'm not sure what to add to him and his bullshit he's talking about all the time.
Yeah, no, I think he just doesn't like Jay-Z right now.
Nah, I don't think
think a lot of people like Jay-Z right now, but a lot of people aren't saying anything. I don't know about the shady stuff Dame Dash was saying Jay-Z was a part of before. I'm not too knowledgeable with that, so you can't quote me on anything. But
we'll never know, because Jay-Z's not the person that go on social media like, yo, you fucking tripping. And at one point, I guess when you're an adult, you really don't care if someone's talking bad about you for fucking years and years and years and don't say nothing about it.
Yeah, especially when you're that
that wealthy. You got all this money.
You don't care at all.
Is Dame Dash, he's not loaded like Jay-Z. No way.
Jay-Z's super loaded. He's like the definition of loaded.
And then Dame Dash ain't nothing, right?
$7 million? Much, I don't know what he has, but it's not as much as Jay-Z, I can tell you that.
That's why he's being bitter then. Well, fuck him, man. Hopefully he gets over that hatred in his heart and moves on with his life. All right, so the next thing we got is Young Thug's album. What is it called? So Much Fun?
Oh, yeah. Hold on, let me get
128. First week. Back to our point. How many of them views are fake?
I don't know.
It's a big jump from. So we got the statistic of every album he's got and how many views he did. Whenever Moonshine pulls it up, he's got it on his phone. It's crazy, man. Crazy jumps. And I don't even think it was that much better than like other albums that Young Thug's done. The worst was Jeffrey. Oh my god.
Oh, dude, that one was. It was alright. Young Thug, I do like Young Thug a little bit, though. I just gotta figure out how to get to my likes. I don't even know how to get there on Instagram.
You like things? Let me see. Take it to your fucking page.
I can't find Say Cheese's.
Let me see. Type in Say Cheese Young Thug numbers.
Wow,
this whole thing's coming in Spanish. What the fuck? Okay.
This shit's so salty. I don't even know how to get there.
What was it? It was like 20s, 50, 70, and then 128. It was something along those lines. It was just crazy to me how much his views have gone up. When he hasn't even been in the news or anything
that.
I got it. You got it now?
Yeah, it took forever. All right, so Barter 6, first week, 17,000. I'm Up, first week, 21,000. Slime Season 3, first week, 38,000. Jeffrey, first week, 37,000. Beautiful Thugger Girls, first week, 37,000. Super Slimy, first week, 75,000. So Much Fun, first week, 128,000. So Much Fun was executive produced by J. Cole, so that's why a lot of those numbers are doing that. But Young Thug also said this is his first album, which it's not.
His first album?
Yeah, a lot of people say that. They all say everything else wasn't really an album. It was just an EP or something they just dropped, but it's just so they try and make themselves look better.
What is an album?
Well, if the numbers do good, it's an album, I guess.
But it's like, there should be like fucking, like
guidelines, rules, yeah.
9 songs, over 30 minutes, album.
Dude, I don't think it's really that deep, though. I don't think people really care. Like, the music industry doesn't care. I think only certain individuals care about their numbers and, so to say, you know, like Young Thug dropped a bunch of projects before that, but he's not considering them albums because the numbers weren't crazy.
I feel like he was on a whole press run. I'm going to gauge this. If you go on a press run for your album, that's not really an album. It's an album. If that made zero sense how I just said that. But
yeah, like how can you drop all those songs and it's not an album? What is it?
If you go on a press run, I believe you just dropped an album. Because yeah,
it's bizarre, dude, because like you used to be able to drop mixtapes. And you knew it was a mixtape because you can only stream it. You can't buy it. And you can use those songs in your videos or whatever because...
No one, there's no like copyright claims. You remember when people uploaded shit to DatPiff?
Yeah. You know what's crazy about DatPiff? Like, DatPiff used to be like, yo, we'll give you $100,000 if you give us your mixtape and only put it on here.
Are you serious?
And they signed a contract signing the album over to him. So DatPiff owned the masters of that.
Are you for real?
Yeah, dude. So DatPiff ended up making money off that way.
DatPiff hit a lick? You're telling me DatPiff
owns... DatPiff was the original lick, I think. That's what it looks like, dude.
How the fuck?
Isn't that crazy?
What was only on... All the Lil Wayne mixtapes were only on DatPiff. Like, the newer ones.
I don't know.
Dedication, like, 3? No, was it 4?
Oh, shoot.
That'll never hit streaming. Because Wayne's... Wow. Like, yeah, here's... They had to give Wayne at least $1 million. And how did DatPiff even have $100,000? That's, like, my question.
Probably ads. Probably people... I'm not too sure. It's probably like the promotion side, like people pay to get their song first, their mixtape first on the list of daily mixtapes dropped.
That was like what, $100?
That used to be the cool thing, yo. Like if you were on DatPiff, that shit was crazy.
If you were on the front of the list, it equated to $0. Yeah. It's like, I guess people got smart.
People were selling physical copies on the streets that made some money. Then t-shirts to go with it. It's all sources of income that they,
I still think it's crazy if you sell a t-shirt, it counts as an album sale.
It's crazy.
Wish I'd have known that, but now I do. So let me fuck around and sell 1 million t-shirts.
As long as you have the code with it, I think, right?
Now, what's stopping them from giving it away?
What?
Giving away shirts. Give away 1 million shirts. Now you have 1 million. Now your album is now what, platinum?
Platinum and you're broke.
I feel like you go to China, get a whole bunch of shirts for a quarter, you know what I'm saying? Cook out, $50,000. Like, and that's in your promo budget.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
And you can start like, could you imagine if that was a thing, people just giving, or like sell it for like $1?
Yeah.
But I mean, you wouldn't make that much money off your music, but if you want your numbers to look good for Billboard and awards and shit and Grammys, you just check your shit out, bro. Here you go, I got a t-shirt for sale.
That's crazy.
All right, man. All right, let's move on from Young Thug, man. Congratulations on doing 128,000. That's a big accomplishment. And I think he had the number one album in the world for the first week.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I feel like anybody that drops anymore has a number one album, though, so it's not really like...
Man, okay, so let's move on to something that blew my mind. We were talking about this before the podcast. Entertainment One was bought by Hasbro Toys. So you're telling me right now that a fucking toy company owns the masters to all... Everything that they own. Every music shit. What was it? Def Jam? Or what the fuck was I saying?
Entertainment One. You said...
Yeah, Entertainment One owned it. But there was a... God damn, dude. What is the name of the group I was talking about? Death Row Records?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
They own all the masters to Death Row Records. That's crazy. You got Peppa the Pig.
Same shit. Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head on the fucking... Oh my God, the same label as Death Row Records.
Yeah, that is crazy. How, dude, it's just going to turn into whoever has the most money for stuff now, I think.
It was $4.1 billion. But I didn't know Hasbro had that much money either, dude.
What the bizarre thing is, like, I thought they did that as, like, investments. Like, I don't know if they even know anything about the music industry.
Toys. They probably just want the distribution of it. Like, how they distribute, like, stuff. Like, that... I wonder how that Peppa the Pig album did. Because Lil Nas was talking about that shit all the time. Like, yeah, me and Peppa about to go number one.
Dude, that was like the whack-ass Wendy's mixtape that came out.
There's a Wendy's mixtape?
Yeah.
What? Where is that at? How can I listen to the Wendy's mixtape?
Somewhere in the gutter.
Dude, man. Shit. That's when Wendy's was a savage on Twitter, bro.
Doing anything, yo, to get that buzz up.
Talking about Wendy's, how about this chicken sandwich phenomenon that's going on right now?
Yo, that's literally the biggest thing. Like, people are beating up workers because they don't have the chicken sandwiches anymore.
Did you say they're beating up workers?
I saw workers get beat up. And the one dude went up to the drive-thru window and started punching the dude out from Popeyes because they didn't have the sandwich.
It's like, there's Royal Farms right here. It's the same thing.
Dude.
The same shit. Go to Royal Farms,
that,
bro.
That employee has nothing to do with the inventory of the store either. Like, I don't understand.
I just go buy some Popeye stock, bro. Cook you out that way.
Yo, That might be a look, dude. Because their promotion is bananas right now.
And their earnings report? Yeah, bro. They're cooking every store. I feel like there's definitely people out there flipping chicken sandwiches.
I saw somebody on Twitter yesterday. Shaggy D said that he bought 5 Popeye sandwiches and sold for $8 a pop at the studio. So he profited like 5 of a sandwich.
What, dude? I'm going to do. I'm going to go there and just buy them, dude. People are stupid. They go to the fucking... They'll go to the ones in, like, the city. They're going to be sold out. Go to the suburbs. I live in fucking Manchester, New Jersey.
I wonder if they got the ones down the street from here.
They probably do, bro. Because, no, well, I mean, up in Ridley's kind of like mini Philly, kind of, to be honest. So.
They got one in Eddystone. That...
Oh, go to Eddystone, bro. There's going to be no one there. No one fucking at Eddystone is going to go eat Popeyes, except for people who are smart and buying all of them. Buy all of them and flip them in Ridley. Put on Instagram, yo, listen, bro. I got these chicken sandwiches on deck. You know, people, my motherfuckers be lining up outside your crib to get them. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine? I read somewhere that they made $23 million so far off of one sandwich.
That is crazy.
And we should do, man, no bullshit. Let's go invest in a Popeyes. How much does it cost for a franchise?
Dude, that would be a move right now.
Cook a whole fucking Popeyes, dude.
Be lit. Inventory by 5,000 chicken sandwiches.
I would say don't give me nothing but chicken sandwiches. Yeah. Nothing. I want nothing else. Only the chicken sandwiches.
Only tenders now.
Dude, I'd be all over fucking... Instagram and Facebook. Chicken sandwiches, bro. We got them all. We ain't never running out, bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Go real nuts. But yeah, man. Go get
I wonder if you own a franchise, do you have access to their social media? Probably not.
I don't know.
You probably have to make a social media. You have to have Popeyes, like Ridley. Ridley Park.
Ridley Park Popeyes, dude. What? Yeah, I was thinking like about when I told about the Wendy's shit. Like they used to grind people up. Mm-hmm. If I was a Philly cheesesteak restaurant thing, I would be, oh my god, they would not be able to stop me. I'd be grilling Pat's has rats. And I don't know what they say about Geno's, but Pat's got rats, dude.
I love Geno's, though, man. I can't hate.
I would grind everyone up. I'd be like, huh, JJ's, go fuck yourself. Kick bricks, bitch.
Delisandro's?
Delisandro's, more like Jerkoffville over there. Everyone who eats there is a fucking pig. Just go nuts on people, dude. You'd have the best cheesesteak account. You'd be going nuts in Philly.
People would be going to your store and telling you you're trash.
I'm like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm going to go and reach out to Argan Steaks. Be like, yeah, let me run your Twitter account. I'm just going to make one. Not Argan Steaks. I'm really going to do that shit, bro. I'm going to start grinding people to fuck up, dude. I'm going to tweet, because Gino's got a Twitter.
Yeah.
Every day I'm going to tweet them. Like, yo, bro, why your cheesesteak tastes like fucking horse meat, dude? Go nuts on them.
Never had horse meat, but if that's what that shit tastes like, then I'm down with it.
Dude, there's a girl on Twitter who was eating it. And it looked like the driest thing ever. I felt so bad for this girl.
That's crazy, because mine, dude, every time I get a Geno's cheesesteak, they hook me up with cheese. Dude, that's why I go there.
The one time we went, me, you, Coco, and Donnie, the fucking junkie bitch, we were screaming
at her. Oh, Touche Touche Show?
She had no teeth, bro. She's a funny. We did our drink night. She was out there trying to sell pizza.
What?
Yeah, dude, trying to sell slices of pizza for cigarettes. It's great, yo.
What the heck?
Nick's like, you ain't getting my cigarettes, bitch. What are you talking about?
Sheesh.
Yeah, man. So I'm going to do that. That's a little off topic.
For a slice of pizza?
She had two slices. One was half eaten, though. So I don't want your fucking dirty ass pizza, bitch. Man, all right. You want to go talk about sports, or do you want to go into fucking Lil Uzi paying college bills?
Maybe we can do Lil Uzi about the college bills, because the last thing you said. That's pretty dope, though. It was $90,000 for
tuition. Are you really paying that, or is it like a hoax?
I mean, that was a report, so it could be fake, or it could be real. I'm thinking...
The video was only him going into a store in KOP. That was it. That's all I've seen. Unless I just turned it off quick.
I'm gonna look at the best case scenario and say hopefully he did. So if that is a real thing, then shout out to Lil Uzi Vert for doing that, because I know I'm still paying college loans.
There you go, bro. Westchester wasn't that much, right?
Nah, that was, dude. I paid more to live there than to go there.
But you had the dope spot though.
That was a nice spot.
I'm saying I never met the girls upstairs. They were fucking. All that I heard was them slamming their feet.
It's BC's girlfriend, dude.
That was her?
Yeah.
Never mind. Sorry, BC. I didn't say nothing about nobody, cuz. Dramatic, but that was the best. She really lived upstairs?
Yeah.
Is that how you met her?
That's why I got the turtle, dude.
To go talk to them?
I got the turtle because BC was like, dude, he was talking about how his girl likes turtles. And we wanted a pet. And we literally, dude, I don't know. I guess we never really read into it. The turtles live forever. And now I still got the...
Still got the turtle. Yeah. What do you think, was going to die after 4 years,
dude? I don't know. They wanted to let it go, but I was too like, nah, man. That turtle's going to die in like a day or two. That's fucked up.
Should just put it in the lakes and dropped him in right in there. You know what I'm saying? Be free, cuz.
It's illegal.
To put turtles in the lakes?
Red ear sliders, because the most overpopulated animal, or I guess reptile, out. Because they live for like 70 years, dude. It's going to live longer than me, this turtle. So that turtle's going to have to go in my will.
My kids get my turtle if it doesn't die. Jesus Christ.
So bizarre.
I can see you going to the fucking pet store. Yeah, let's get a fucking turtle, dude. It'll just be 4 years old. Die. Yo, it'll be all right. Cool. Let me get this one.
We almost got two.
Jesus Christ.
There's only two in there, and we were thinking about the one's going to get lonely. Dude, I had nightmares that, like, the one time I had, like, 15 turtles, yo.
Yo, don't they lay eggs, turtles?
Yeah, but they need...
We have a girl turtle, or is it a boy?
Girl, but they need a spouse, bro. I don't think you just get pregnant from...
I feel like... Wait. I think this is the right thing. It could be the dumbest thing that comes out of my mouth. Isn't it asexual? That's only snakes, right? Or, like, reptiles? I feel like snakes just lay eggs, dude. Is that just a random thing I'm just saying right now?
Dude, I don't... Oh, I'm going to Google this.
He's going to have a fucking nightmare. Wake up.
What like, animals...
Like, ride a fucking turtle got eggs, dude.
Can get pregnant.
This is what we Google on the fucking podcast. That's great. I bet it's turtles. Well, no, because it would have already had eggs.
Oh, God. Earth, many animals can give birth without mating. That's like the most G-rated way to say it, so I'm glad I looked at this.
What's on that? I bet it's snakes, dude.
Stick insects?
What is that? Like a fucking praying mantis type?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
you. Snakes, you're right. There you go. Sawfish? Jeez, dude. Picture going up to a sawfish. It looks like it literally is like a chainsaw.
It reproduces by itself?
Yeah. 2015 saw the first instance of a virgin birth in a wild. Vertebrates that have never been caught. Okay. Probably said that word wrong. Lizards.
Lizards do it?
Yeah. That's it.
What the fuck do lizards need to do that? Nothing,
spectacular, I guess. Real virgin births. Oh, let's see. Hopefully this isn't a video. Snakes. Virgin turkeys.
You mean vulture turkeys?
Huh? It says virgin turkeys, dude.
Oh, I never seen a virgin. I know vulture turkeys.
Hammerhead sharks.
That's...
Giant lizards.
Like, how do you know? Like, you're just going to pop a baby out, dude. Just sit there like, all right, it's time. Yep.
Ancient reproduction. Dude, healthy babies. Okay, I have no idea what I'm looking at, but it doesn't look like this is what I'm supposed to be looking at. Yo, so... And this is even going more off topic, but, I mean, this is... I was watching these shows, dude. They're called I Almost Died.
I Almost Died?
I Almost Died. Do you ever watch any of those?
Nah, man. The closest thing I watch is like Reddit, AMAs. Like, I read those. They're pretty funny. This is basically the same.
These are like shows that are on maybe the Discovery Channel.
And if people told me how they almost died?
Almost died. So the one, I'll talk about only one because I watched like probably 15 in the last week, dude. I've been binging them. That's how I get with shows. Like, I watch a shit ton of prison documentaries and a bunch of stuff like this and that. And
turtles, I feel you.
Nah, I don't watch anything on turtles because I get to watch my turtle all the time swim around its tank, which it literally walks because it can't swim because how big it is. So if anybody is actually listening and wants a turtle, yo, free. I'll pay for a few months of food for you.
Are you really looking to give away a turtle?
Yeah, hopefully there's somebody that'll take care of it, though. I don't want it to be...
Someone's going to go down to Philly and drop it at the lakes, you know
what
I'm saying?
Checkmate. Yeah, but so this show, dude, they was, I'm gonna talk about the one that I just watched yesterday. So it's about this guy, right? He's on a boat, like a small boat. He's sailing by himself across like the coast or something, and he's gonna be by the Caribbean Sea. So he's out there, and he. His boat, he literally has, like, enough stuff to survive. Like, he has all the food, all this, all that. And he told everybody don't look for him for, like, you know, 3 to 4 weeks because he's going to be out. He doesn't have a phone, can't contact anybody, all this stuff. So the one night, dude, is something happened to his boat, and there was a hole in the side, so water just, all the salt water just came in quick. So he had this, like, survival. So at first he had, like, a float that he pulled to, like, get on, and it didn't work. So then he had another one. It was like a survival float.
That didn't work either?
No, that one did work. And inside that, he had like, it's bizarre. He had stuff to make fresh water. He had beans, rice. He had like a bunch of stuff to make him. He had like a claw where he could like fish. Like,
really?
Yeah, like he didn't have a fishing rod or anything, but he had like one of those things you stab fish. So then like basically his ship sank. He's in the middle of nowhere. He can't contact anybody, and two boats pass him, and he has flares. He threw a flare, and the boat, one boat didn't see him, dude, so they just went right past him and didn't see him. This. And then the other time, the same thing happened. So, meanwhile...
Threw a flare on the boat, and then they fucking will realize you just threw something at them.
Wasn't close enough to do that, but... And he couldn't even, what's it called? Like, swim over to him, because, first off, this was probably, like, day 30. That he was out there. So, he was already, you know, dude, he's barely drinking water.
How the fuck you sleeping? You can't sleep. There's no way.
Dude, you can sleep. Well, he had a, what's it called? A little tent. So, it literally was a tent float.
Oh, a tent float? Okay, I thought he was like on a fucking, like,
oh, like one of
a life points. Jacket just holding his ass up for 30 days.
Nah, dude. So, he had, like, a tent float, which he was able to, you know, hang stuff up, dude. And it looked like a pretty good gig for what he had to go through. But then... He was catching fish, dude, and what his, I guess the top of his, like, spear got stuck in the fish, and the fish swam up to the bottom of the float and made a hole in it, dude, so it only had one layer left to, like...
To survive, barely.
To survive, dude, and pretty much the end of the story is, after 80 days, he washed up on a shore somewhere.
And 80 days, dude?
And he lived. He was getting real dehydrated. Like, he was going to die. But, like, he was all out of food, so he literally had to hunt for his fish. The water he was making off of, what's it called?
You drink them straws that actually work, supposedly, and
dude,
it tastes good.
He had it looked like a blow-up triangle that, like, when it hits the sun, it makes moisture of clean air. Because first he was making it, and it was all salt water. And he couldn't drink it, dude.
And if you
start drinking salt water,
you'll
get dehydrated and you start going crazy in the head and
getting nuts in the face. Yo, dude.
That's terrible.
It's why I don't fuck with the ocean, dude. Like, what? Yeah, I'm just gonna. Who wakes up in the morning is like, all right, well, today I'm gonna go out in the ocean with a fucking boat and I'm gonna be all right.
Yeah, but one thing I was like, I'm not against going on cruises or anything because I'm about to get one for me and my girl, probably. But. I was watching these videos, dude, of, like, boats tipping over. Like, how can, like, they literally, these big-ass waves go back and forth, and the boat doesn't tip. Like, I don't understand how that's possible.
Damn, if you tip over in that boat, bro, I'll continue the podcast. All right, be the moonshine on that boat.
We're going to be chilling up here.
We going to Disney?
Nah, I have no idea. I didn't do anything. That's just the thing.
Dude, Groupon, bro, you get some cheap shit. Like, even, like, for, like, 4 days. Like, to the Bahamas, you just gotta fly to Miami, which is even better.
Bahamas, dude. There's a Jonas Brothers concert in the Bahamas.
Really?
I don't even like Jonas Brothers, but she does, so I'm about to...
Oh, you got a girlfriend. I would love to go to a Jonas Brothers concert. What? All them bitches be there?
You like the Jonas Brothers?
Listen, Jonas Brothers, this is how I think.
We make that a business trip, you know?
The Jonas Brothers, back then, we were kids, is when they were popping.
My girl, her friends. Maybe I'll get DC to go, because, dude, it's in the Bahamas. But, oh, no, dude, that's a bad time. I think it's, like, around December. I might not have all the vacation in the world.
Where are the fucking pirates coming out, dude? At the Jonas Brothers concert.
Yo, I forgot there was such thing as pirates.
Yo, I'd be on, I'm like, they look everyone else, like, you. I'm like, me? Like, yeah, you the only one that looks like us. I'm like, bet. Let's get it. Save my friends. Let them live.
Bizarre, dude. Like, literally, people just live on a boat and just steal shit.
You think they sing, like, sea songs? When they go and take hostages. I'm going to look that up. I wonder if there's a fucking, like, a YouTube video guy talking about getting caught by the pirates.
Yo, we can watch it after this and talk about it next time.
You get caught up, man. Motherfuckers got big ass machetes. Like, listen, buddy.
Yo, you can have our stuff. Dude, I think there was like videos or like stories about like the pirates stole like Navy SEAL ships or something before. I'm like, dude, that's crazy.
Dummies, bro. That'll fucking blow you up.
Yo, wait. You're out on a boat, dude, and you see this pirate ship shooting cannonballs at you.
What would you do at
Not
that
even
point?
Missiles, bro, like cannonballs. Like, what if they shot your ship and that shit just bounced off? Like, because...
Oh, I would have some words for them. I'd be like, you jerk off, miss, bitch. Like, you ain't doing shit, pirates. Yeah, that'd be funny as hell. Pirates versus Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that'd be fucking nuts. You gotta call Wick John, bro.
John
Yo,
Wick.
There's an update thing about that. Fucking, they found that he was a snitch, and now no one supports him no more. Like, all the idiots who are like, yo, free my mans. They're like, nah, fuck him, he's a snitch now. I'm like, you guys gotta be out of your fucking mind, dude.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, man, I think that's, what else we got? Oh, yeah, no, Dwight Howard going to L.A. before we get out of here. Dwight Howard's going to L.A. to go fuck with the trainees again, bro. That's what's gonna happen. Remember that? He had a fucking... A back problem?
Hey, to each his own. It wasn't a back, it was an ass problem.
Yeah, he was getting fucked in the ass by trying... Listen, I mean, Dwight Howard, if you ain't... They said he wasn't gay.
Hey, whatever. I mean, it ain't me. Do what
listen,
you
could be... I mean... Oh, that dude just fucked his ankle up. But you could be gay. I mean, hey, I'm all for you being gay, but... Why you gotta lie to yourself? It's like saying, yeah, well, you got fucked in the ass, but I'm not gay, though.
That's crazy, bro. I don't even...
You think he's going to be a good fit in L.A. or no? No way.
They already told him what his role is going to be.
What is it?
Protect the rim.
Just defense?
Just defense. You're going to play a few minutes a game. That's it. Dwight Howard was all sad about it. He was like, damn, like this is what my career came down to.
But he's getting $2.6 million to do that. Give me $500,000, bro. I ain't tall enough, but I'll be out there.
I'll throw my body. I'll be, yo. The people on the practice squad for like NFL teams make $75,000 a year. Give me a ball. I'll be practice squad. You can hit me all you want. I'll go across.
For $75,000?
Right now, yeah.
That's true. I'm not really a football player type guy. I would fucking hate it. I'm like, dude, fuck
you. I'm definitely in no physical condition to be doing any of that stuff, dude. Might go for a walk after this.
Jesus Christ.
Get some steps in. I actually do like walking around a little bit. I don't know.
I can't believe they only make $75,000. That's it.
Some of them make more. Maybe probably like $125,000.
125 now we're talking. I want that shit up front too. Fuck this. Cause it was only 7 weeks.
Nah, you get paid.
7 weeks is fucking 16 weeks.
Yeah, you get paid per what's it called? Per pay period, I think. It's like a salary job. I don't know if they spread that around the whole year though.
Yeah, but that was surprising me. Like, us off top from the football. But when there's a 2K game, I forget what 2K, 2K12 maybe? And you can like play as like an NBA player and you get like every 7 days you'd get VC.
Mm.
That's why I was like, damn, bro, I didn't know NBA players got paid every
they
week.
They did it differently now. They switched it to,
I wonder if they get paid like that, or they just get a lump sum in the beginning of the year. I know football players get paid per game.
That's what they, yeah, I don't know. I know that some, they might split that through a 52-week year.
Think so?
I don't know.
It would make sense, though. They are regular employees, so I mean.
They could maybe start that from, like, July 1st, or what was it? When was June, July 1st was when the NBA free agency started? To the other July 1st? Like,
yeah.
June 30th? Maybe that's their 52-week pay?
June 30th, yeah.
52-week pay period type deal?
So you know about the pay periods. That's why it makes sense. But yeah, I think that'd be... That's probably what happens to them, man. That's fucking dope, though. You just played a whole basketball game? Yeah, bitch, my bank account. Oh, I got $800,000 in here. That feeling must be crazy, dude. That's what it's got to be, right? If they get paid crazy amounts, or maybe more.
Per week, dude? Damn.
Every 2 weeks.
They get bi-weekly?
I don't know if they got bi-weekly or not, but that's fucking lit, though. Cash out, bro. All right, well, that's all the topics we got today, man. You ready to do some picks?
Yeah, dude. It's a nice 40-minute... 40-minute pod.
It wasn't really too much. I thought the Dame Dash thing was the most interesting thing.
Yeah, we could do some... Actually, I don't think there's anything else really crazy. You have yours already, or...?
Honestly, I texted you the Yandi link. Just play that second song off of it. I think it's like two... No, it's actually the first song. My fault.
Yeah.
Right off the intro.
It's called New Body. Ty Dolla X. I mean, Ty Dolla Nikki.
Oh my god, Ronnie.
Kanye usually uses producers and then throws them.
What?
Kanye?
He uses them and throws them out, remix the beat? Yeah, it makes sense.
No. I'm saying, like, I'll tell you after this. Yo. Because this link says licensed by Hawk for a third party. Hawk Publishing, artist 333 Beats, song Aliens. So somebody took all of this and registers it themselves?
Wow.
Do you have Apple Music on your phone?
Yep.
Go on there and type in artist 333 Beats. I'm going to play a song, though. Only the two ass, who first, two head, cause far as you concerned, you is a new bitch. And fuck the gun on them niggas, it's two bitch. Old dick don't count, these titties don't bounce. Sucks niggas say they here trying to run up your account. They dump on the thumb, but it's something they were down. But they better act like they know who the fuck you now. This a new bitch, got a party table at the room, Chris. All bad bitches take a group pick. Had to step back cause she too thick. Every song saved up to buy an ass, so you're very, very young. FaceTime body look like Dom Perignon. Don't pay me no attention, gone carry on. Can't wait to see nobody. Don't be acting like you don't know nobody. Nobody count on your nobody. Yeah, people really take Ty Dolla signs, throw them on anything. They like sprinkle them on top.
Yo, anything.
Oh, God.
Pretty good, I think. It's a banger, this song. Could be a banger. Nobody count on your nobody. I'll be the first one to hit your nobody. Whoa. Nobody, you been working, huh? I've been on your IG page lurking, huh? New booby job, now they perfect. 6 weeks off, it was worth it. Is this Ty Dolla? Yeah. He's got it. Verse 2. So number 3, it's just Kanye. He kills that shit.
Alien, so it's called
Alien, dude. It's crazy. Working on your ass, huh? You got your ass done. You better show it off. You better work it. Why they body shaming, baby? I commend it. Dr. Wavami, I recommend it. Can't wait to see nobody. Don't be acting like you don't know nobody. Nobody count on your nobody.
That's called All New Body.
All right, that was New Body, unreleased Yandy song, Kanye West, Nicki Minaj.
I'm just going to do the next one, dude. It's right
there.
There
you go.
The Storm.
This
is song's
after,
fire.
This is called The Storm or After the Storm.
Ty Dolla, just sprinkle them on top, yo. Literally. This sounds like it's never coming out.
What's the Alien?
No, I'm talking about, like, just the album.
Probably not. I hope not.
Ronnie J's sick. These are good songs, too.
I don't know how they do it. This is old Kanye. It's like, what did I say on Twitter? I said something about it. Let me read it to you. Oh,
tart. At the party, fuck around pussy boy and you get burnt. Acting up, you acting.
You think Kanye bought these vocals?
I don't know, maybe. Or he just gave it to him because they were they working before or no? No, he probably bought them. How much can you pay for them? Million? It definitely doesn't belong on the song.
What?
It definitely doesn't belong there.
Nah. It doesn't sound like he was meant for it. Oh, I think it's got like a minute left, but that's cool. That was the whole
thing. All right, that was Storm, another unreleased Yanni song with Kanye West and Ty Dolla and XXX. That shit should be a banger if it ever comes out and you guys ever hear it. Probably not. It's supposed to come out last Black Friday.
Dude, it's supposed to come out, yeah, like... Dude, usually Kanye drops his album like the last day possible so you could get nominated for a Grammy.
When's that cutoff, Con?
I think November.
So maybe...
That's why that one... Do you remember the one week it was like J. Cole, Mac Miller, Kanye West? I think those were... There was a few more, but I think those are the main three. All dropped on the same day just so they could get nominated for a Grammy.
You have to be fucking... You have to be a student in a college with like on with a music degree. Or be an academy person and pay like $500 a year for that.
What?
To get your shit nominated. Because anyone can get nominated. You can fucking submit anything. As long as you got someone in school with a music degree.
Really?
And it's free. I looked that shit up. I was like, damn, I can just submit my shit for a Grammy. Oh, you know what I forgot to get into, man? Next time, remind me. It's fucking... I made a YouTube video about United Masters going through the app,
mm-hmm.
and this guy was like, bro, don't ever distribute with them. Like, they have something where they can sue you within 6 months if you use another distributor. And it's like a whole thing. I got a whole, like, where's it at? What'd he say? He said, where the fuck is it? Is this it right here? It's called a right of refusal. We'll get into it next week, but... Thank you guys for listening. Episode 12, lit. We'll be back next week for more topics to talk about. If you're watching us on YouTube, leave a like, comment, subscribe, all that blah, blah, blah. Add it to your playlist. Listen to this shit 17 times. Show your ugly sister. Show your ugly girlfriend. And yeah, man. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Peace out. I'm probably going to edit that thing on the iPad. I can always fucking edit it.